And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and Butch Minds the Baby.
Well, like I say, Butch goes to work on the safe. Spanish John and I watch him while he works. And meantime, Harry the horse is making regular trips up and past the window. And every now and then he looks in to give us the okay sign. Well, it must be the sound of the drilling that causes it, because it is right in the middle of everything that this happens.
Holy mackerel, Butch, do you not have a quieter dream?
I have news for you, John. That is the baby.
Hey, Broadway, what are you doing to John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.?
Believe me, I am doing nothing. He has the floor.
Get him quiet, Butch.
Oh, give him to me, Broadway.
Here, you are welcome to him.
Butch, do something. He's just like a foghorn.
Hey, yeah, you ever hear a pair of lungs like that?
This is no time for admiring his wind power.
There, mighty hoodlums. There. Daddy is here.
The kid does not understand English. That is Harry tapping on the window pane. See what he wants, Broadway.
What do you want, Harry? What happens? Does Butch break a drill?
No.
Well, it sounds like it. Is that the baby?
It is the baby.
Butch, for the love of Mike, do something.
His sleep is broken.
That is not all that will be broken.
And if you do not like my child, I will take him away and me with
him. No, I do not mean anything, Butch. You better put the window down again, Broadway. John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.'s voice is carrying to the battery.
I think he's hungry.
Feed him when you get back home. This is no time for a picnic.
It's just feeding time. Hey, Broadway, hand me that drill.
Here.
He likes to play with it. Not air, honeykins. He's daddy's drill.
Hey. Here's your son, all right.
Now, what was that crack for?
Well, I mean, he likes the drill.
Yeah. Hey, Broadway, have that package?
Well, yeah, here it is, but...
What now? Butch, what are you doing? Get back at the safe.
It's his feeding time. In Broadway, here's a pan. Find some water. Fill a pan about half full.
Where am I going to find water? I am a stranger here.
There's a sink over there. Go ahead.
Butch, we have not got the time.
I should let John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. go hungry.
Oh, can he wait? Oh!
Broadway, be careful of that pan. It's easy to see, Spanish John, that you do not know much about babies.
I find out all I want to know about them tonight.
Here's the water, Butch.
Yeah, good. Now, we will have to heat it.
Heat it?
I do not wish to hunt for a stove.
I have some canned heat with me. I foresee this emergency. I'll not take a minute to heat the water, and then we will put the bottle in it to heat the milk.
There's Harry again. See what he wants, Broadway.
I'm getting to know this place too well.
What is going on? I see a match light up. Are you burning the place down?
Butch is heating the baby's milk. It is feeding time.
What? Maybe we should bring along hot pastrami.
He will not work until the baby is fed.
Look, there is cops due past on their beat in a very short while.
Cops? You do not tell me this.
I do not think the need will arise. Hurry him up, Broadway.
Butch, Harry says you should hurry.
The milk has got to be the right temperature. If it is wrong, it will be bad for John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
Can't you just call him Jr.? It takes time to say all those names.
Now, let me see. Hold out your arm, John. Roll up your sleeve.
What for?
Just do what I say.
Oh, okay. If you get back to work, I roll up my pants and go wading. Here.
Now, see how this feels.
Hey, you're splashing me with milk.
Is it hot?
No. Just warm.
Well, then it's just right. Now, here, you see, he was hungry.
Okay, now get back to that safe.
Yeah.
Harry thinks he's a woodpecker.
Look, we gotta get out of here in a couple minutes or we cook. See what he wants.
All I'm getting tonight is exercise I do not care for.
What now? I just see the cops on the beat turning the next street. They ought to be up this way in a few minutes.
Can you hold them off?
Oh, sure. I'll tell them we're cracking a safe and to come around later. What's going on in there?
John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. has got his bottle.
5% cut he gets for eating on our time. Tell him to get moving or we'll all spend a lot of time on taxpayers' money.
Butch.
John, the cops on the beat are on the next street. You gotta get going.
Butch, you hear that? Oh, yeah, okay. Where is my drill?
John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. has got it in one hand and a bottle in the other.
Oh, babykins. Does someone want to give Daddy the drill? Now, come on, honeykins. Come on, let go of it.
What's the matter with him?
He likes the drill.
Use another one.
This is the only one I got.
Just like a plumber, he brings only one drill.
And what's the matter? You don't like the way I'm doing this, John.
Oh, I love it, but get the drill away from that...
That what?
That lovely baby. Get it away from him.
Ain't no use. John Aloysius Ignatius Jr., he wants the drill. He holds tight to it. Just feel that grip. Hey, Johnny Broadway.
So he's a very strong baby. I wonder how many years they can give a kid for cracking a safe.
10,000 fish waiting for us, and the kid grabs the egg. Butch, what else can you do?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got some soup in my kit.
You're going to blow the safe?
It's the only way I know.
Then go ahead, but do it fast.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, those cops, they'll hear it.
No, not the way I blow the safe. Why, won't make no more noise than snap of the fingers.
Well, I am standing there in a cold perspiration while Butch gets out the stuff for blowing the safe. Meanwhile, John Aloysius Ignatius Jr. is very happy with the bottle and the drill. To him, it makes no difference if a couple of cops are on their way. Then Butch finishes what he's doing, and the scene is as follows.
Okay, I got everything fixed. Broadway, you get John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.?
I got him.
Okay. We will all go into the next room until the safe blows.
Butch, you are sure this is going to make no noise?
Oh, like I say, I use just enough soup to knock off the knob. It'll be like snapping your fingers.
Like this?
Maybe not that much. Okay, you two go in the other room. I will light the fuse. Go on.
I wish I am very far away.
If this goes off like I think, you will be very far away, but not under your own power.
You all set?
Okay, we are ready.
Then here goes. It'll be a couple of seconds.
Butch, are you sure that...
Oh, don't worry. I know my business.
Maybe the fuse goes out. It is a long time since you light it.
Just a couple of seconds.
I hope those cops are hard of hearing because...
That is the biggest finger snap I ever hear.
Hey, John, grab the stuff that you want and let's get out of here.
Come on.
You have to yell and wake up the baby.
What happened? Who tosses a bomb at us? I just... Holy mackerel.
Hey, here, take this stuff. This is what we want.
I gotta go now.
Listen, you stick with Butch. John and me will cut out the side and you two out the back. Go on.
I know it. We are trapped.
Just take it easy, Broadway. We will walk up the street just like nothing happened.
Nothing? Does it take an earthquake to make you think something happened?
Look, cops. Shh, baby.
All I want to do tonight is spend a quiet evening.
You two! Stop where you are now! Halt!
He means us?
Yeah, I think he does. Okay, so we stop. Shh, baby.
Ah, you two. What are you doing here?
Sergeant, I looked at the window back there. The safe's been blown.
Aha. And you too.
I give you my word.
A safe is blown, eh? Now, who does a thing like that?
Now, what have you got there?
Oh, this, it's a baby.
Oh. Whose?
It's mine. Name is John Aloysius Ignatius Jr.
Hey. What are you two doing here?
Murphy, hold it. Now, why was the baby crying?
Well, now, I think that it is a touch of colic. In fact, I think so much that it is colic that I get Dr. Schmidt here out of bed. That's Dr. Schmidt.
Oh, how are you, doctor?
Who, me? Look, Sergeant Cassidy, we'd better be getting along.
Murphy, take yourself a run down to the box and put in the call. Go on, a step on it. he'll never make a good cop. Thinking a man with a baby and a doctor would blow a safe.
Yeah.
Now, let's have a look at the baby.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Looks like it's teeth to me.
Yeah?
What do you say, doctor?
I do not have much to say.
You're a doctor.
I have no chance to examine the baby. We are going to my office when we are stopped.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. Mm. I still say it looks like teeth. And you say it's colic, eh, Dr. Schmidt? Doctor, I'm talking to you.
Huh? I'm sorry. Well, it could be more serious. I am going to take x-rays.
Uh-huh. Oh, we'll run along now. Get that baby in out of the night air. Good night to you both.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Is it all right to run now?
You know, it could be his teeth at that.
Well, so ends that evening, of which I am not too fond. In fact, it lays me up for several days. And it is not until almost a week later that I am able to leave my hotel room with any comfort at all. And it is not until I am sitting in Mindy's one night that I hear the payoff. Well, like I am saying, I am sitting in Mindy's one night, partaking of the first solid food I am able to eat in days, when I look up and see Big Butch heading for my table. I make a move to escape, but he sees me, and the scene is as follows.
Hey, Broadway, glad I find you.
Why?
Because I am looking for you.
Where is John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr.?
Well, he's home. Why?
Well, I am thinking that maybe you bring him along.
What? Bring him into a place like this?
Excuse me, but I only figured that little John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. is pretty grown up.
Well, now, the fact is that it is about John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. that I wish to talk.
What is the matter with him?
Well, I am worried. I am certainly worried, Broadway.
Now he worries. What about?
Well, you remember the night that we do that job for Harry and Spanish John?
I am not likely to forget it, even if I live on and on.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, now, I think that I am wrong in taking him along that night.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah. I read a book on infant psychology, see? Says something about the way that the twig is bent so something else will grow. I forget what.
So?
Well, it so happens that John Aloysius Ignatius, Jr. will not go to sleep anymore. He'll not go to sleep until I put a drill in his little hands.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Butch Minds the Baby. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater.